Test 1 Exam Practice. Listening Part 2. You will hear a member of a pop group called Alex Cortez talking about his life. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2. Pause the recording for 45 seconds. You'll need to play the recording twice.
It's a pleasure to be here talking to you today. So, the first thing people always ask me about is how we chose the group's name. We actually started out calling ourselves The Elements. But then we came across another group with that name, so we went for Storm Clouds instead. We were sitting there racking our brains, trying to come up with something different. I looked out of the window for inspiration, and the sky was incredibly black and dramatic. 2 seconds later, there was thunder and lightning, and that was it. We feel it fits the drama we tried to bring to our music. As you know, there are actually 7 of us in the group. 5 of us were born and raised in the USA. I was actually born there, though my parents moved to Canada when I was a baby. The final member of the group, my wife, Lara, was actually born and grew up in Cuba. We all started out in music as individual performers and got together when we were at a music festival in New York one summer. I met Lara, my wife, on my 21st birthday. She was singing at that festival, and her voice was amazing. It made a very strong impression on me. Her appearance was unusual, to my eye at least, but she was also incredibly attractive. That combination of voice and looks had an instant impact on me, making me determined to be with her forever. In this business of modern music, we are totally different from most other groups in that we are 100% self-funded. That means we don't have to answer to anyone else. We can make our own musical and business decisions, and that independence means a great deal to us all. Of course, this means that we don't have access to the major record company studios, but we've managed to make our own. It's actually a conversion from a disused church. It's convenient because it's actually next door to the large old converted barn where I live with my family. It's hard to characterize our style of music. It's often called unconventional, but that slightly misses the mark in my opinion. For me, the unifying factor in all our songs is that they're romantic. That's always there, whether the song is happy or sad, wild or sentimental. Our latest album will show you what I mean. As you know, we had a lot of success with Rainbows, our last album. Our current one, Shadows, is rather different. A lot of the songs are slower with stronger melodies. All the songs that we've written for this latest album in some way explore childhood. Each member of the group brought very different experiences to this, and we've all contributed our ideas to the topic. Perhaps I could now just play you one track from this album before I take questions.